Grant Fedoruk joins us perfect timing today to discuss very unique a cancer rehabilitation at Leading Edge Cancer Care Clinic. It's standalone on Calgary Trail on the south side. Grant, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good today. How are you doing, Jason?
Good. Now, I know this is something that, of course, your father passed away from cancer, so it became kind of a very intense personal thing for you to kind of build a facility specifically for this. So my question is, why would someone with cancer need or come to physiotherapy?
Yeah, that one might take us the whole show just to answer that question. But I mean, essentially, you brought up a great point, and that's that I got to see firsthand what effect cancer and its treatment as well, the effect that it can have on a person. And more important, what can we do about it was kind of the thing that I got asked to answer after having seen that occur. And I mean, right now, I think people need to understand that the modern medicine is amazing for what the effects it can have on people who are facing a cancer diagnosis. More people today are surviving cancer and living with or beyond cancer than ever before. And so it begs the question, you know, what's the quality of life of those people? And is it just enough to have survived cancer? Or do we want to do something to help the many people who are facing, you know, disability and impairment as a result of the cancer or the cancer treatment that they're facing? So I mean, to answer your question, I guess, what can we do? It goes all the way from managing people who are dealing with the treatments themselves or the effect of the cancer that it has on their body, from post-surgical management to dealing with patients, the effects of radiation, chemotherapy, and the various treatments that they have, and as well just dealing with the problems that they might be facing because they are unique. They have this underlying diagnosis of cancer, and it does need to be managed in a different way than somebody who's just passing through our doors.
Okay. So, because now maybe I'm not even sure how many people are kind of aware that there is a facility available for this. So do your experts, like, is there additional training to assist patients who are facing a cancer diagnosis? Like, I have to think it's maybe different than, you know, me coming in with a sore back.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of things that we need to, that a lot of attention needs to be paid to patients who are facing a cancer diagnosis. The treatment and the effects that the treatment have in the cancer itself can obviously put people at higher risk of higher risk in general, just due to the various effects. So, for instance, we have lower immune response as a result of some of the treatments that we undergo, lower ability for the blood to carry oxygen to the tissues, higher likelihood of bruising or bleeding as a result of some of the treatments, higher risks of infection. I can keep going with the things that can occur, but it's very specific to the type of cancer and the type of treatment, which requires a little different level of knowledge. And so one of the things that we wanted to do is set out to create an environment for these patients. But that the most important, and you know how I focus on our business, the next most important thing is the people and the study and the work that they do to be able to manage these type of problems. And so we have Christy Peterson, who is working out of our cancer rehab facility, who's undergone a great deal of postgraduate training in the area of oncology rehab, including treatment and management of lymphedema, vestibular conditions. She has medical acupuncture as a background. And obviously, one of the biggest and most important parts of our care management is the focus on exercise and her ability to manage patients who are facing a cancer diagnosis and provide the exercise, because ultimately it does come down. The exercise has to be one of the biggest fundamental parts and benefits of treatment for patients facing a cancer diagnosis.
Grant Fedoruk joins us. Now, Grant, I think it's last I read, and you would know better, I'm assuming, but I think I read that 75% of cancer diagnosis now, people beat them. So 75% of the people who are given a cancer diagnosis, they're able to beat it, which is awesome. I don't know what that number was 10 years ago, but I'm guessing it was lower. So now do we have to change our mindset as a society to not only worry about, hey, we're going to beat the diagnosis, but to ensure that we maintain our body strength and not just focus on beating cancer? Or can you do both at once? Can you focus on beating it and have like physiotherapy at the same time?
Yeah, so physio and rehab, and specifically exercise as an example, is something that we encourage right from the beginning through to post-cancer diagnosis. And through the treatment process as well, the benefits of exercise are just well documented. Everything from lowering side effects of the treatments like fatigue, neuropathy, lymphedema, osteoporosis, I can keep going, but also the psychological benefits, you know, reduced levels of depression and anxiety. It helps with all of those things, general well-being, improve sleep, prevent muscle loss and build strength. I can keep going about the benefits of exercise. Now, you hit a very important point, which is that people are living much more, more people are living despite a diagnosis of cancer today. But the interesting statistic is actually that physical impairment as a result of the cancer is quite high, and the treatment rates are as low as 1 or 2%. And so that means people are surviving, and yet after, you know, and they're doing amazing things with the treatment for cancer specifically. But unfortunately, in my opinion, there's a lot that we can do to help people who are facing that diagnosis and afterwards, so that they can have a high quality of life. That includes getting back to the activities they may have done before, getting, and it needs to be done in a right way in the right environment. And the environment does matter, because it does need to be a safe environment where things are monitored. Everything from your temperature to even having the ability to keep track of certain things like the rate of your, I guess, without getting into too much of the science, but certain markers in your blood levels are very important for us to keep an eye on in order to make sure that we're taking a patient through these processes safely.
Grant Fedoruk from Leading Edge Physio joins us. So that's fascinating to me, Grant. So I kind of assumed obviously there'd be a difference, because a lot of people, when they go through chemotherapy, like, man, that's really hard on the body, and it, you know, it can make you your immune system weak and a lot of other things weak. So are you monitoring all this stuff while you're doing the benefits of physiotherapy for someone with a cancer diagnosis? Like, I'm guessing then that's why you have kind of a standalone facility for this, because it is significantly different than what other people go to, and they can't push themselves too hard, too fast.
Yeah, absolutely. We do encourage it to be done in a slow and monitored way. The environment itself does matter. So, for instance, risk of infection is very important to monitor. And so we obviously, you know, even in light of the current pandemic that was there, there's a much higher need for us to pay attention to, you know, the cleanliness of all surfaces for these patients, so that they're not at risk of infection. Balance is really important. When patients are going through certain treatments, they might have imbalance impairments. And so we have a lot of low-lying walls where people can use to balance, and so that they're not in these big areas where there's a higher risk of fall. We have equipment that's specific to keeping people moving in a safe environment, like the Alter-G. And you've heard me talk about our Alter-G zero gravity treadmill and how beneficial it can be for somebody after surgery of an ankle or an ACL repair. Now imagine somebody who's having trouble walking from A to B because the weight of their body is just so much and their body is being so tasked, that we can then put them in this environment where it's very safe. It holds them upright. They can walk at less weight on their body. These are patients who might have risk of fractures because of osteoporosis or bone cancer. So all of these things have to come into our minds when we're setting forth a treatment program for these patients. And what we wanted to do is provide one environment that had all of that technology, a safe environment, and the experts who can provide the care all in one place.
Lastly, Grant, we got a few tech people wondering, do you take young kids who are going through chemo?
Yes, in fact, we do. We actually have a pediatric facility as well. So it would be, there'd be co-treatment between our pediatric physiotherapists and our oncology expert at the cancer clinic. And the answer is we do, in fact, take those kids. It would require an assessment, and then we would certainly set out a treatment plan that would combine the expertise of both of those professionals. And certainly it puts a smile on my face anytime we can help anybody, but, you know, patients that have cancer or kids, even a bigger smile. So.
And what's the best way for a parent or anybody who has their spouse or loved one or son or daughter or mother, father, anybody, just go to leadingedgephysio.com, or do you have a specific number for your cancer center?
Yeah, so when they do reach out to Leading Edge Physio, we do kind of do our best to make sure that we get patients going to the right place. So that could be one way, but certainly they can just contact us at our Gateway facility if, in fact, specifically they're looking for treatment or management around their cancer-related diagnosis. And so that includes people who are dealing with lymphedema, which is an amount of swelling that a lot of patients will get in their limbs, especially if they've had a diagnosis of breast cancer or treatment related to breast cancer. Cording is another good example. Those are the kind of diagnoses that patients with cancer that we are seeing at our facilities. But also just in general, people who are feeling weak or fatigued, any of those patients dealing with the side effects of the cancer treatments. That's what we're here for, and that's what Christy's trained to deal with. So any of those patients that are out there, please reach out. We'd be happy to give you a hand.
Awesome. And your number at the Gateway Physiotherapy and Cancer Rehabilitation Clinic is 780-439-9212. Grant, thanks for that. That's fantastic what you guys are doing, and Christy, and specifically helping out a lot of people. I love the fact that we're up to 75% survival rate for people with a cancer diagnosis, and hopefully that number keeps climbing.
I agree, and our hands have to come together for the brave and amazing medical people out there that have got that number to where it is. We're just there to support them.
Awesome. Thanks so much for this, Grant. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Take care, Jason.